In our prayer this morning, I would invite you to respond with the words, "He is risen indeed when I say Christ is risen." So with Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Let us come before God in prayer. Lord God, in the beautiful light of a new day, although we can scarce understand it, although our minds cannot really contain it, we want to believe. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We want to believe because we need to. How else to explain the hope that fills our hearts, the faith of those who built the church we love, the fellowship we feel that binds us together? So we affirm, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. So we come here to worship, knowing we are not alone, isolated or in a vacuum. Rather, believing that Christ is with us now, as he promises he always is here, where some are gathered in his name. That is the point and purpose of our worship today, that despite the very worst humankind could do, the overwhelming love of God triumphed over all the evil and pronounced with the dry, grating stone rolling away, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Lord God, none of us and no one else is worthy of what you have done. So we come pleading for our frailty and our sin, confessing our wrongdoing, asking your forgiveness. But we do it with such confidence, knowing that if we ask for forgiveness, you will grant it to us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And all that we need today and every day, to know that we are surrounded by the living presence of you, our God, to encourage, strengthen, and uphold us in all we do. This is our prayer, offered in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.